Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Victory Monday after a big 35-25 beatdown of the Pittsburgh Steelers on national television. Jordan Love outshining his former teammate, Aaron Rodgers. And look, I know there was a lot of drama and narrative and all sorts of stuff building up to this game, but when push came to shove, Jordan Love showed why the Packers do what they do and plan the way they plan and operate the way they do. It's no disrespect to Aaron Rodgers and everything he did in a Packers uniform, which obviously was incredible, amazing. It just a all-time great. But the idea of planning ahead and being ready to move on and making the move when they did, turning the page and starting up a new era, even when it's unpopular. I think last night, I would suspect somewhere in that building, Brian Gutekunst was feeling pretty validated, especially in the second half. Clear the first half, very frustrating operation, especially on offense. I talked about it last night after the game. Shout out to the defense for keeping them in that game. Rodgers and company unable to punch in with touchdowns. Lots of kicks that kept the Packers within striking distance in the second half. And obviously they were able to overcome it. Poured on the points there in the second half and took home the victory. That does bring me to something I did kind of want to talk about regarding the offensive approach, especially over the course of these last three games in particular, where obviously the came out of the gate gangbusters those first two games and then hit a rough patch with the loss in Cleveland, the tie down in Dallas, even not really looking all that sharp against the Bengals at home. There were certainly moments where you thought that the offense would be able to take off at some point. And I do respect what Matt LaFleur has done regarding, you know, the game planning and the offensive approach, where we all know he gets off the bus wanting to run the football. And that has been his MO even before he got to Green Bay when he was in Tennessee. He wants to run the ball as a play caller. And what he wants to do in the passing game, mostly, not always, not everything, but mostly works off of the running game and not just strictly play action, which is, I know, something we've talked a lot about here. They were certainly successful with it back in 2023, but they want to be able to run the football specifically, especially this year, between the tackles, and that has just not materialized, and it's certainly been less than consistent in the first half of these games, and I do think I understand why Matt has stuck with it. Mostly because these last three games, they've finally gotten a stretch where their offensive line is playing together and playing whole games together, as opposed to, you know, getting out there in Cleveland and losing your starting right tackle one play into the game and then losing your starting left guard at the end of the first half and really trying to cobble offense together without being able to block anybody. Over the course of the last three games or so, I think they've tried to find a way of working where they could potentially get that running game going. And if they ever could do that in the first half, we wouldn't be needing these kind of big outputs in the second half. I do think there's merit to the idea of putting more on Jordan Love earlier in the game. And I don't mean Jordan Love has to throw it 50 times a game. Hell, I don't mean Jordan Love has to throw it 40 times a game. I do think Jordan Love needs to throw the football a little bit more on early downs and earlier in the football game to take pressure off the running game, kind of the inverse of how the Packers have operated. Certainly, they've set up some really good stuff. There's a fourth down conversion in that game last night to Tucker Kraft that is completely set up by the fact that they have been pounding the football. There's little doubt that you can see spots where you understand the commitment to the running game and why it's there and the kind of fruits of that labor bearing out in certain aspects of the passing game. But it does come to a point where you have to admit who you are. And banging your head against the wall repeatedly and having these frustrating outputs in the first half, needing to make changes and alterations at halftime to your approach, it's not as easy as flipping a switch and saying, well, just do the second half stuff in the first half. I understand that there's defenses involved who have their own game plans and machinations and game and designs on trying to stop what you're trying to do. But it's something we've talked about quite a bit on transplants, and it is something where I do think the short, quick game could be much more effective in keeping them ahead of the sticks, keeping them in good down and distances, and avoiding some of the 1-2 yard gains that have put them behind the sticks and made things extremely frustrating when trying to convert on third downs. And look, we're probably not even having this conversation if they just catch the fucking ball in the first half, because that's the other component here, right? You look at that first half, it is very disjointed, but they have a number of drops on third down that could have and should have led to elongated drives, hopefully some scoring opportunities and points on the board. But I do think if they allow Jordan Love a little bit more, I'm not even going to say free reign, because he's clearly in command of the offense. You see him canning plays all the time, and they're usually pretty successful. But even there, LaFleur mentioned this in his press conference today, where, you know, they're canning into good looks as far as, okay, the defense pre-snap is presenting them with a look they should be able to run against. And they have not been very effective when, you know, opportunities have presented themselves. At some point, you got to coach the team you have. All the wishing that you just one more week and we're going to be able to start getting this running game on track. You know, Bill Walsh said it best. First down is the best down to throw the football on. And I'm not saying you got to throw it every first down. I am saying that you have to give Jordan Love the keys a little bit earlier in these games. Let him operate. Let him get you into good down and distances and use that passing game as an extension of your running game. And we've seen that can be effective when the Packers have gone to it. It's not a regular occurrence, but it is something that I think would help open up the offense and help the running game, because teams would have to start to play them quite differently. I doubt anything even close to what I'm talking about ends up happening. Football coaches notoriously are the most stubborn human beings on the face of this planet. I suspect we're going to continue to watch Josh Jacobs slam into a wall. And let me also address the idea, because we had a couple people in the chat last night talking about, oh, Josh Jacobs is washed or done or doesn't have it, isn't effective anymore. Y'all have no idea what you're looking at. I get, you know, Emmanuel Wilson came out and had a couple nice plays, but there is zero question that Josh Jacobs is still a weapon and could still be a weapon in the short passing game too. Get him the ball in space. Let him run some fools over. Run people off and hit him underneath. Let him get ahead of steam and either barrel people over, or like he did last year in the San Francisco game, the Seattle game, Miami game. You know, he made great plays in the passing game, in each one of those contests. I just think continuing to, I guess, hope for all three of the guys along the interior, or even four, if you're talking about the rotation at right guard, to suddenly turn it on when it comes to the running game, starting to feel like a bit of a fool's errand. Now, there's still a lot of football left to be played, and who knows, maybe they do continue to work at it and get better throughout the year, and by December, say, they're plowing through people. I have a hard time seeing that, but it's possible, certainly. But I do think you would help your team, your offense, everybody associated with your offensive operation, if you just kind of readjusted the offensive approach to getting Jordan the ball in his hands, distributing it each and every play, trying to stay ahead of the sticks with the short, quick game, rather than pounding your head against the wall repeatedly and then repeatedly getting into, you know, third and three, third and two, and, you know, having your struggles there, which you've seen over the course of these last two games, because you're not able to stay ahead of the sticks and those third downs have become very, very tough. I do think there's little doubt that as the season goes on, regardless of how they want to approach the offensive side of the ball, Jacobs will eat. Jacobs will get his between the 20s, not just running in touchdowns in the red zone. He will come alive. He will be activated. I have zero doubt. But I do think they need to hand the keys to Jordan Love at this point. It is, to quote the late, great Kevin Green, it is time. Little doubt in my mind. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody mixing it up in the comments section. Lots of people ready to chat. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get going, got to give a shout out to our friends over at Theta Care. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Before the kickoff, huddle up with ThetaCare with over 60 specialties and care teams across 180-plus locations. They're there to keep your whole team in peak condition, from physicals to wellness checks and everything in between. Make sure you check out the link in the description of this video for more information on ThetaCare. Do it, folks. All right, what's going on, people? High power starting us off. How you doing, man? Romeo twerking, CV playing lights out, and Kraft balling out. But the real question here is, what's the update on Marshawn Lloyd? The update is that there is no update. I've never seen a fan base so obsessed with a player on IR. It's crazy to me. But hey, I get it. The hope is eternal that he will add to the mix and become an offensive weapon. But yeah. No update on Marshawn Lloyd. Quinn, what's going on? Hey, Nags. I love Quay not responding to DK's personal foul. It is truly a testament to how far he's come since his rookie year. 1,000,000,000%. I know he was asked about it after the game, and then he was on a podcast today talking about how, you know, in the game, between the plays, really, you know, he's got to work. He's had to work on keeping his kind of inner calm, because, you know, from whistle to whistle, you're asked to be an absolute terror. You're asked to go out there and play incredibly violent and mean and trying to tear guys down and put them on the ground, etc. And that whistle blows and you've got to turn that off, right? And he's worked at it very clearly. I can't express enough how prideful you probably should be as a Packers fan that this kid, who we all saw it twice that rookie year, getting tossed from games, to get into that situation last night. And it's a monster penalty on DK Metcalf. I mean, from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 17 is a incredibly big difference. And, you know, they're off the field instead of hopefully, you know, dealing with a 3rd and short. It's a big moment for Quay. No doubt about it. James, what's up? Did Rodgers get the refs to discuss the missed call? I don't think he did. I think they understood that they saw something happen before the snap of the ball, and then they went, wait, I thought you were going to throw the flag. But no one threw a flag, and then you can't go back and throw a flag after the fact. So I do think they missed that call, zero question about it. But I don't think Rodgers was the impetus for them huddling up and talking about it. Ed, what's going on, man? It's not the person who came up with the tight end day. It's the people who said, yeah, Bob, that's a great idea, who should be looking for a new job. I mean, what's wrong with celebrating tight ends? Got no problem with it. Let the guys have their fun. Let them have their moment in the sun, so to speak. Got no issue with it. You know, I believe, wasn't it George Kittle who came up with it? You know, and they had their annual thing, and yeah, it's fun. Why do you hate fun, Ed? It's okay. Let them have their fun. Adam, how are you, man? I know our O-line has changed from last year. Is it the quality of blocking or different run schemes we're seeing this year versus last year? What's nuts, Adam, is not much has changed schematically, and they weren't all that effective through a lot of last year either. But certainly they had way more stretches where they were effective and a bit more consistent than we're seeing this year. I mean, we talked about it all last season as far as how much work Jacobs had to do at or even behind the line of scrimmage after contact, even when he's getting hit at or just past the line and creating yards after contact, to having to do all that again. So, you know, they're certainly running between the tackles. They're trying to run more gap and power stuff than kind of the old school zone stuff that they used to run when Matt first got into town. I loved it when it first kind of came on the scene, so to speak, last year. And to your point, they were a little bit more effective at it. But yeah, this season it's been tough. And I know this is almost a cliched complaint at this point, but can we get Josh Jacobs going downhill with Jordan Love under center rather than standing next to Jordan Love in the gun and asking him to run in the A gap where we apparently pull somebody so the defensive end doesn't even get blocked and he, you know, tackles the ball carrier for no gain. Like some of these things, it just feels like this is great on a whiteboard, but damn if it ain't just completely lost on the grass. That has been a particular frustration. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Curious what you think. The offense is only scratching the surface still, which is incredible. The defense is closer to peaking. Also incredible. I mean, there's a lot to work on both sides of the ball. I wouldn't say the defense is peaking. I think the defense played better last night. I think there's a lot of room for growth and improvement. Look no further than the cornerback position. You know, those guys as a group have to play better. Though I do think, you know, Valentine certainly came in and stabilized the spot across from Nixon last night. He wasn't perfect. It rarely is. Lots to work on there, but you loved, and I heard, you know, Matt talked about this at his presser today. You do love how he competed. You know, you're going to give up plays as a cornerback. That is life in the NFL. But it's the easy ones. It's the continuously allowing easy completions that is so frustrating. You know, you've got a very good defensive front that should give you confidence and essentially license as a corner to go attack the ball. Play with confidence. Go attack the football. You know, compete on every single down. Giving up those easy kind of 4-8 yard outs, whatever, that's got to be a thing of the past. Go and compete. That's all you can ask, really. And that's an area where they need to improve as a group. Joe, what's up, man? Jacobs is a weapon, but is he healthy? He was limited all week in practice. He struggled in pass pro as well as running. Yeah, no, he's definitely grinding through that calf injury. No doubt about it. But I've said it many times. Players want to play. And if he can go, he's going to go. You know, there's little doubt in my mind that that's why we haven't seen him as much. That's why Wilson is getting more opportunities. But he wants to play, and he's going to play. You know, as frustrating as it was last night, you know, 2 weeks ago, dealing with a calf injury. He was lights out down in Arizona. It's going to be tough at times, no doubt. But I love a guy who, you know, wants to be out there, even if he's not 100%. Brandy, what's up? How you doing? Packers defensive front got after it last night. We knew it would be difficult, but they actually got to Rodgers several times. Loved it. See, now, and I want to address that because thank you for reminding me. Everything I just said about the secondary, compete, got to do it, etc. And they certainly had their kind of tough spots in that game last night, but they also helped with the pass rush at times where, especially on some of the third and kind of longer, you know, between 9, 12 yards to go, Rodgers didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. You know, he wants to get the ball out of his hands quickly, but his initial read, even his first couple reads, are covered up. So he has to step up in the pocket or feels the rush and gets flushed out, and, you know, the Packers got after him. It all works together. It always is a combined effort, right? And for as frustrating as it is when they do convert or they do find somebody downfield, you also have to recognize that there were certainly plenty of plays in that game where the rush was allowed to get home because the coverage was good on the back end. You know, it's always a symbiotic relationship. Rin for the win. How are you, man? Hey, Aaron, watching with my 9-month-old daughter this afternoon, thoughts on what happens with McManus? Well, hello to your daughter and you. Thanks for joining me. Thoughts on what happens with McManus? I love Matt's response today. You know, kickers miss kicks. Thanks, coach. You know, I said I just put up Let's Talk Football with Andy Herman. I highly encourage you to take a listen. We talked about this particular topic a little bit. I'm, you know, running the gamut here. It wouldn't surprise me if he's back out there kicking next week. It wouldn't surprise me if they put him on IR to put him on ice for 4 weeks and get him completely healthy and they go with Harvisick. You know, anything could happen. It's the Packers. It's the kicking. It's the special teams. I mean, at this point, we're throwing darts. My suspicion of what most likely will happen, most likely, not predicting it, but most likely to happen is they give McManus another week to, you know, get out there, get right in Lambeau. And if he struggles again, then they have a conversation because Harvisek's still on the roster. We shall see. Jesse, thanks so much. This may be ridiculous, but some of Love's throws reminded me of Brett Favre's dad's death game in 03. Seemed like a prayer and everything went 10's way. I hear what you're saying. I do think it's a tad more calculated than you're making it sound. I know everyone looks at the throw where he goes across his body to hit Watson. That is an incredible play. And I know it feels lucky, but I guarantee you he has made that throw plenty of times in practice, or that type of throw, right? And hell, throughout his years, you know, there's certainly an element of luck at times, the Tucker Kraft play being the prime example. I do think, you know, there's obviously pressure in his face there, and he knows, he sees Kraft have a one-on-one, and he does want to throw it up and give his guy a chance, so to speak, which is a calculated risk, but a totally fine one. But then getting hit while he's delivering it, which makes it pop up probably higher in the air than he would have liked. You know, yeah, there's a little element of luck there, you know, but I do think with Jordan, this is something we've talked about throughout his, you know, few years now as a starter. You like his aggressiveness and you like his decision-making when he is being, you know, aggressive and willing to take a calculated risk at times. It's the, you know, reckless stuff. Some of the, you know, when pressured, throwing it, trying to quote, throw it away and throwing a pick six like he did against Detroit or the Rams last year, you know, needing to recognize when the play is over. You know, it's something Don Majkowski talked about last season when Jordan was kind of going through those struggles. I think he's done an excellent job in that regard. He's gotten a lot better. Now, he's still not perfect. First drive against the Bengals shows you that, right? But I think on balance, for the most part, he has really done a great job of understanding when it's okay to take some of those risks and when you can push that envelope. Because I talked about this all last year, man. One of the reasons I love watching him play and coming out to the ballpark to watch him play is because some of the chances he takes. You know, if I wanted to watch a robot, fine, man, I'll watch, you know, tape of, you know, how to play quarterback 101, you know, but that's, you know, fine and great and boring as hell. You know, I love a quarterback who isn't afraid to push the ball downfield, take a risk or two, but again, calculated risks. I am totally down with his style of play. Vin V, how are you? Jordan Love, that is all. Go Pack, go. Well stated. Big Nifty Dude. The amount of touch Love shows is nuts sometimes. I think he has another level to him beyond those games. That's what probably is kind of scary for the rest of the league. You know, I just don't think he's played his best game yet. I think there's a lot more in front of him, which should terrify the rest of the NFL. You know, to your point, yeah, there's some throws he makes where he just puts it completely, and it's not just trying to throw it through a wall. You know, it's not like putting a ton of mustard on it. These touch throws, feathering it over the linebackers at times and hitting guys on the sideline with just the right amount to put it in a spot where only his guy can get it and drag his toes and stay in bounds for a big gain, etc. I mean, look no further than the throw to Watson up the right sideline at the end of the half. That is a dime, man. And yeah, there's a lot of that on offer, but I think there's still room for growth, which again should scare the rest of the NFL and excite Packers fans. Going to be an enjoyable week, always easy after a win. Well, you know, we'll find stuff to complain about. It's what we do. It's how we roll. We're Packers fans. It's all good. The gunslingers always need to get a few of the kinks out. Yeah, you know, you're going to see every once in a while, you're going to see a head scratcher. That is the nature of the beast. But for the most part, I think Jordan's done an exemplary job of avoiding turnover plays, turnover-worthy throws and things like that, and done a great job of distributing the football and knowing when it's over. The play is done. Move on to the next one. It's pretty good. Hey, Chuck, oh, there's always one. Let's pump the brakes. Flacco looked good against the Steelers defense. Yeah, but Jordan Love has looked good against literally everybody except maybe the Cleveland Browns. And even there, when he threw an interception, he turned around and marched them right down the field for what should have been a game-winning field goal. I mean, you can talk about, oh, this guy, this team, this defense, where they rank, whatever. All Jordan Love does is keep delivering, dude, each and every week, each and every time. every single week. Fourth and two last week, no problem. Fourth and six, got to have it in overtime down in Dallas, not a problem. Yesterday, second half, complete marching down the field, up and down, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know, I get you can't play anybody else than who is on the schedule. You don't apologize for that. Also, Flacco looked good against the Steelers. Did he really? You mean the 41-year-old, tons of experience, done it all in the league, has led a team to a Super Bowl victory? So you mean Jordan Love looked like that? Only in his third year as a starter? That's pretty damn good, isn't it? Right? I never understand the fans who try to temper the expectations. They played a bad defense. They played who was on their schedule. That's all you can do. And you know what he did? He absolutely tore him apart. You know? What are we doing? Be excited for your team, man. Or maybe you're a Bears fan trolling, which is entirely possible. Adam, how are you, man? Packers win, Bears lose, Vikings are a dumpster fire, and we've already beat the Lions. Can life get any better? I mean, of course, can always get better. We can play a complete game. How about a lot of complimentary football other than just, you know, just in the second half? Always stuff to get better. Always areas to improve. We shall see. Sam, thank you, sir. How awesome were the Williams X duo last night? Love, Kraft, Parsons, and Gary were awesome, but our safeties were tremendous last night. Go Pack, go. Sam, I'm glad you brought that up because I was literally talking with a personnel member for a rival team about yesterday's game earlier today, and we were talking about Evan Williams, and I said, Evan has quietly become a very, very good player. You know, obviously you see that interception in week one, but man, he has really turned it on this season. I think he had some rough moments last week in Arizona, but for overall this season, you talk about taking that big step from year one to year two. I think Williams has been exemplary, and he's really taken the step you'd hoped he'd take playing alongside McKinney. Now, hopefully, you know, we get a few more turnover plays in the mix here, and I would love to see them start utilizing him a couple of different ways, like get him down in the box, utilize him as a blitzer maybe a few times. But yeah, I think they are lights out on the back end, to your point. And that's something we talked about earlier here. Like I was just saying, like, there are plenty of times in that game where Rodgers is trying to look to push the ball down the field. There's nowhere to go. You know, that's a testament to the defensive back play and the safeties, no doubt. Sharif, what's up? Nags, are you worried that the slow starts could bite us against better teams? Why do you think we start so slowly? O-line and quarterback in cornerback in the draft? You got all of that one, Sharif. Man, the draft, it is week 8, and you're asking about the draft? Dog, I don't even think about the draft until after the Super Bowl. Come on now. As far as slow starts, could they bite us against better teams? Could they? Sure. You never really know. You got to play better. You got to play a complete game. You got to play the next game. Right? I mean, worry about the better teams. I assume you would probably classify the Eagles as one of the better teams, right? Man, that don't mean jack shit if they don't beat the Panthers next week. They just have to get better every single game. And that's what I led this chat with about the offensive approach and some of the things that are tripping them up early in these games. You know, now look, again, probably not even talking about slow starts if they just catch the fucking ball last night. Third down drops absolutely murdered them last season, and they had been pretty much eliminated so far this season, but they were back with a vengeance last night. You know, and it didn't matter. I mean, when you got Tucker Kraft dropping a ball on third down, you know you're in a rut, you know? Romeo dropped one on third down. Kraft dropped one on third down. Just catch those two balls. You're probably in a very different headspace today. You know, just got to execute more than anything else. Carter, what's up? Seriously, just fair catch every punt. I'm going to disagree. I love Romeo Doubs on punt return. I love his approach. I love what he's doing. I did see Shields' tweet that said it looks like he's forgotten whether he's called a fair catch or not on every return. But I love his style. I love how he just kind of sizes it up and then puts his foot in the ground and gets upfield. It's what you want from your returner, right? I think he's done it the best so far this season, and I hope they stick with him. I really do. I think he's been quite good back there. Chris, what's going on, man? The no helmet headbutt from Tucker Kraft was cool. It was. I also love John Dunn, the tight ends coach, being like, whoa, 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 buddy. Easy. Easy now. Oh, so good. All right, buddy. I got to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.